This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're talking about the potential impact of the tariffs that we've been talking about with the U.S., Mexico, and Canada on aluminum, steel, possibly soon cars that are going over the border multiple times, and your auto insurance. AAA insurance manager Dave Kirst is joining us on the TroCare College Live Line this morning. Dave, thanks for being with us. You know, it's one of these things that a lot of people don't think of. We look at the item or, you know, whatever a tariff is being put on, but not necessarily how it might impact services that use some of those items. Is auto insurance among those?
Well, Brian, Susan, thank you very much for having me on today. It's a possibility, to be honest, but it's a long-term effect with the auto insurance. It's not something you're going to see immediately. This could be something, if in fact these do stick around for a while, we may see this a year or two down the road. It's very, the insurance industry is very reactive when it comes to any sort of rate increases like that. So to way oversimplify how it works, I mean, we're all using kind of a shared pool of money. And anytime the cost to repair, replace a vehicle or repair or rebuild your home goes up and that pool starts depleting faster, the insurance carriers will go to the state and apply for a rate adjustment. Basically, they'll go to the New York State. One of the large national companies went last year and said, we need to raise our rates by 35%. New York State looks at the stuff, and then in this case, luckily, you know, for the consumer, said, no, you're not justified in the 35%. We'll give you something smaller. And, you know, those increased rates will follow down the road after those you know, after they've asked for a while and can show the state that, yes, we are losing money. We're spending more money on claims than we planned on this year. And that's when that does get passed along to the consumer. It's kind of like right after the pandemic, you know, that first year, 2020, everyone was saving money on their insurance. But it wasn't until, you know, we're kind of still feeling the effects now, a couple years later, where because of the increased costs of shipping on parts, everything like that, that's still getting caught up, so to speak, and passed along to the consumer now.
So, Dave, take us through this. If an auto part goes up in price because of the tariffs, it will eventually make its way to higher insurance premiums?
Most likely, yes. I mean, there's so many factors that go into it. That would get passed along to the consumers with that. I think some of the bigger things that are happening now that are going to get passed along sooner would be, you know, the California wildfires and all the natural disasters we're having, and it's causing billions of dollars in damages that we're probably going to see a lot sooner than you would probably be seeing some of these tariffs.
But it kind of goes to, you know, what you see in insurance that a lot of people don't necessarily think of. You just think, all right, insurance, you don't think of what's behind the price. But a couple of years ago when car prices went way up. We saw insurance go way up because finding a replacement car, if something were to happen to yours, would be much more expensive. You see the same with parts that are more expensive and things like that. I mean, that all goes into the calculation, doesn't it?
100%, Brian, yeah. So as those rates go up, I mean, as the prices go up to repair, you're going to see this. You know, that was the thing during the pandemic. All of a sudden, because you couldn't get new cars, used cars, their value stayed super high. And the cost to repair or replace that, you know, 10-year-old vehicle was way more than the insurance companies were planning on. And because of that, eventually that did get passed along to us. We've seen it in the last couple of years. We've probably seen some of the largest rate increases in decades, these past couple of years. And, you know, depending on how these tariffs go, it's something that could, you know, most likely would get passed along to the consumers.
I'm wondering, Dave, if car insurance is like bank accounts, right? Some people seem to have them forever and don't change them. And maybe you should, or look around to get a better rate, especially if you're a good driver.
Susan, you make a fantastic point, and that is music to my ears with that. We always recommend people shopping around their insurance every couple of years. You know, it's one of those things. There could be some discounts that you're missing out on. It's not something insurance, especially with your car or even your home, you want to set it and forget it. That's not something you want to do with your insurance. You know, you always want to take a look, make sure you're getting the best rates. It's not good as a consumer to shop around all the time. You know, insurance companies actually reward that longevity. They want, you know, to give you a good rate so you come and stay with them and then don't go anyplace. So if you're shopping every 6 months, moving your insurance around, you'll never get the best rates. But it's always good to have, you know, shop that around, take a look. There are tons of discounts out there that can help offset this. And there's so many times someone comes, you know, calls us up here at AAA or stops into one of our local offices for an insurance quote, and they're missing out on a lot of those discounts. They could be a defensive driving course discount. They could have a good student discount. There's discounts if you have a kid in college, but the kid's away from, you know, on the other side of the state and doesn't have the vehicle. There's discounts available for that. You need to bundle it. You know, we have three of our insurance companies actually give discounts to AAA members. You know, just for having a AAA membership, you can get a discount on your auto insurance. You want to make sure that you're maximizing those discounts. You don't want to just, you know, have that same thing year over year over year and just keep paying it because you don't know, one, if you get the proper coverage. You don't want to find out, you know, the time to find out if you have proper coverage is before you had a claim, not afterwards. Yeah. So that reinsurance review is huge.
Your needs might change too, right?
Well, exactly. Yeah, I've seen so many people that had bought a policy when they were in college and they're scraping to, you know, put, you know, food on the table and they're not really sure what they're doing. And they have very low minimal, coverages. Then they get married, they buy a house, you know, they have a family, and they still have these very low liability limits. And if, God forbid, someone ever got hurt in an accident you caused, you know, that's when they're going to be calling up, you know, you can't turn on the TV or listen to the radio right now without having a lawyer ad of someone looking to come after you for something. So that's why you want to make sure you have those proper liability coverages and you have enough to cover any of those things. So they're not coming after your home or your assets. You want the insurance company to cover those for you.
Hey, Dave, good stuff. Thanks so much for joining us.
I really appreciate the time. Thank you so much for having me on.
Dave Kirst is AAA's insurance manager.